I can't imagine the hurt of having to relive that, and I'm so appreciative of the Somkeys to bring it in. Two classmates and close friends of mine have been lost to suicide in the last 15 years. One, when family members were in the house, and I think about maybe two different scenarios here. One of them is an 18-year-old child who freezes when they realize that their grown parent might be in a difficult situation, and the worst comes to fruition, and that 18-year-old kid is now immediately a criminal suspect. And now the state's attorney has to take this and potentially look at whether this meets the elements to charge that kid, or flip it around and make it a parent and a parent who lost a child. And now that parent who was in the house when this happened, and it's the worst moment of their life, and now they are a criminal suspect. There is nothing more heart-wrenching than this, and believe me, please take this as nothing except us trying to work through a difficult topic and get the law right. But I don't think the imposition of a criminal penalty for someone who freezes or someone who fails to act the way they should and the way we want them to is the right course of action. So I think while this bill comes from a very loving place and a good place, I don't think it's ready to become our law today.